Pears which have partially ripened.
I don't think you got all the way up to it, did you?
You're right, we're in the Shabura still. We're holding the Shabura on Sif Beis. Tavkuf Lama Gimel Sif Beis, Mishabura Sif Kut and Yud Beis. The same thing, but you want to be Urker Kashus to use them to make beer, make Hatab Shabura, the Hatab Bashaker. Tarkham of the Hatab Bishaker. So it means the correct year, you put them into the beer. Kashus go into the beer. You mix it into the shaker to give it a sharpness. It's mutter if that's what your intent is. Again, it's only mutter what you would be able to use and need on cholamoid / yamtum. The next case also will be the same thing. The heter applies to the amount which is usable and necessary. Okay. Yud Gimel. Velakar Shumshimin. So the case was gather these Shumshimin. So the Shabur Enoi Shumshimin Shalom. This Shumshimin over here is not the same sesame which we use. Shehei Michael Gomer. Which that they're fully used food. You make halav out of them. Elohu din zera shoysin megarin of shemen, the type of a seed which you make oil out of it. Metadim sebadavash, you fry them in oil, honey. Rim lachila, and then you can eat them. Benim rim lachose elah b'shor shehen yaveshin. They're usable when they're dry. But if they come out when they're still lachin, you have to let them sit and dry. And they're not really usable till that. There wouldn't be, not enough time use them till after Yom Tov. So if you're going to pick these plants, it has to be plants which the seeds already have dried, and therefore they're going to be usable now on cholamoids / yom tov. Sheveshim shaboy ruim lechem yad yadalit masha the shirley lecher believe brayer hakaf yivra haruim lechila b'leshem. You're allowed to be Erker Shum Shemin and use the Yevashim. Now it sounds like, he says, that you're not going to check the plants beforehand, which plants are Yevashim or not. Rather, you pick what you think you're going to need, and then you see if the taka. Later on, you'll pick the ones which are usable for now, and the other ones you'll leave. That we weren't mechayiv, you went in the process of likut to check them beforehand. Okay.
So again, we don't understand the Gemara. The first Gemara is independent of the next Gemara.
We should understand what the logic behind that is. I'm not sure why that would be so. It says over there that the Gemara is mashal like that also. My guess would be there's an element of tircha involved in it, which they were limited your tircha for this process. Okay.
To extract what you needed from the plant.
No, the process of picking, checking them beforehand, which one's which, is a tier because they weren't Machai Bidu. Then you'll pick it now, and you'll check it afterwards. Okay. Sif Gimel. Perishin is Bashul Tsas, Nerechomayatzak. Fruits which are partially ripened, not fully ripened, but they're ripened enough that they're edible. So you can pick them for the purpose of eating them. If you then pick them to eat, and you ended up having more than you needed, which that's okay. You know, you're not free to pick exactly to the amount. You can pick with a certain amount of leeway. And now, he said, what should he do with that? She would oppress them to take out the liquid, and this will allow them not to rot, because if they sit there with all the liquid, they rot, they drier out, they so you can do the last. I will also lock them with the kilo, the caption, but you can't pick them with kilo for the purpose of doing some type of preservation process to keep them after you. Now, if it's something which will not be available after Yom Tov, so much of the Gdoisa or the Kopsha. So this is the first time we're getting involved in the concept of Dabar HaOved. That there's another Hetzer HaOved called Dabar HaOved. That there's a loss. So over here, if it's not available until after Yom Tov, so that buying it now, if I don't buy it now, I'm losing an opportunity. That's called Dabar HaOved. It's something which will be lost, and that's a mutter. By doing so, they become not usable for Yom Tov. Now, I'm not sure whether kopshim over here means, the kopshim means like to preserve them, in which normally that's done by it's a type of pickling process. Usually, what it means.
I was going to ask, it's pickling. Pickling is cooking, right?
No, it's not.
Is it cooking?
You don't have to cook.
Is considered cooking?
That's their bono. But over here, the lotion over here is lahotzi lechem. He must take the liquid out. So it sounds like he's talking about some type of, to be covered, something calls to be depressing. So he's doing some type of preservation process. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
That if a person were to
hire or sick, covered come up with his kimavushal is like Moshe does it through a bottom. But the Gabi, he's making it not usable for Yom Tov. Whatever this process he's doing, it becomes not usable until after Yom Tov is over. Torah Rach Limoyako means the whole process he's doing is just for the weekday. So it's mutter because it's a davar ha'aveh. If some which will not be available, without the Mishabur, who had dinner misyakar hakach, or to be available, but it's going to go up in price. Obviously, you're talking about not a penny. We're talking about a significant change. Kibbutz Brachmati, the Kibbutz Simon Tovko, the Mates Sifhei. Like we'll see later on, we're talking about merchandise. Brachmati is merchandise. Person has merchandise available to buy. If he buys it now, it'll be significantly cheaper than if he buys it after Yom Tov. So what you look nice on the kopsha, you're allowed to buy it, and then once you buy it, you need to preserve it. If Avol Gav the Inamriyim Lamoyin, so it'll end up not being usable for Yom Tov. That's the Hetter Davar HaOved. So we're giving it the same rule of doing business for Davar HaOved that it's Mutter. This halacha is not universally accepted.
Which, that you can press them, or that
you can buy them with a chachkila for the purpose of pressing them?
If it's not going to be available after
Can we use them after the... Right.
Yeah, that's the layer of stock.
primary sheet on the Bible seems to hold that you say Shema,
it's involved in Halloween and Gomorrah.
So it's not very unlike Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham wanted to make a hero. He wanted to say, wow, it depends what the reason in Kriya Shema is. If you want that Kriya Shema is intended in Halloween and Gomorrah, so that's why you have to say Kriya Shema first, followed by a Magen Avraham. So, okay. Why? Because a Magen is going to be a bracha on the Seher of the Halacha that one can
talk about.
The first thing that we saw to say something like that, I don't know, we have to say where it comes from. Why is she different than any other Pirsa Shavuot? But he does take it as an axiom of Magen Avraham, and after once the matzah,
seems like over here, Krishna is some type of a trickling in.
Right? He says, therefore, the Shema would have
okay.
First,
Dalit. Sot Aram Dogim. Koma Shayachol Lotsu. Umalecha Kobe Moyen.
So you say your Shema is your din of
your fish, whatever you catch.
And then,
you can salt whatever you catch. Shayachol Shayachol Mehem Moyen. The salting process will not make them inedible. There's a way to they should become edible by squeezing them out from the salt. Because over there, once in the previous sif, they become inedible, and that's it. You can only use them after the yom. But over here, they're still usable on yom. So the malicha process doesn't preclude using them for yom. You're allowed to catch them even visibly. Because people understand you're doing it in the tzarchamayin. Okay, Mishabur, you test. Come on, Shia Holotsu. The way he's presenting it, it sounds like that you're cashing an amount which is definitely going to be more than necessary. So what's the difference? Well, Dami le kamach v'sif aleph v'kei gav v'deinu mutter ella v'stei tzarech v'avocha. Those are mutter to the amount that you need. You can do it with you don't have to limit to the amount. You can do it expansively, but there's a limit. So why over here you're allowed to catch as much as you want? Shani Ochosh ain't called Dag Shobi Batama. But called Seda Yeshdarma Shema Yimsev Shubach and Beyoser will come with Yomtiv. I might find a fish which tastes better. So each act of fishing might produce something of greater covet for Yomtiv.
So then you should
have taken out the Mahdi. Keep going.
Where are you exactly
holding? That's not then you can salt it. What's the learn? Well, don't mean the sif gibble. A short little lactam canela cup. So whether you cannot go and pick them with intent of preserving them. It's awesome shiny. When you preserve them, they become inedible for a period of time. So then you're clearly only doing it for the weekdays. If necessary, you can squeeze them out and eat them. It's not only for a weekday purpose, you can use any of them. Okay, now, the Shartzin over here in Lamed says, okay, now, so we said, I'm allowed to go and catch 10 fish, even though I only need 5, with intention of the remaining 5, I'm going to preserve. Or I can preserve all of them and then use them as a Right? So now, what was the argument? Why am I allowed to catch 10 fish? Because I might get a better one. But now I finished my fishing trip, and I have 10 of them, 5 which are better than the other 5. So those 5 are the ones you need for Yom Tov. You can take only those and salt them. So salting, those are under the rubric of the malacha of ibu, of tanning, which is a preserving process. But we all ain't ibu ba'ochel. That doesn't apply to food, mineralize. So salting of food to preserve it is not going to be a malacha de rice. Therefore, kiloloi the malchum kulam kima da kaponim the es at the aim of worloi esimam live for the shears of this couple. Right now, I'm just taking all of them without picking, without choosing out. If I don't choose, I just need to go take all of them and process them. If I start choosing, then we got a question. So what do you do with these other ones? They just start go. That's not mukta. Then the Rambam said, "Chav, what do the Tzaddik refer to? Shenikar. She allowed to do it. But for Hesia, she said something which is not obvious that it's a Tzar Chamoyed is not mutter for Hesia. Something which is obvious that Tzar Chamoyed is mutter for Hesia. But she mutter for Tavli. We said the Tavli is not a test of you. It's the same like in case of when you're grinding the spices. So a person grinds the amount that he needs, and that's Tzar Chamoyed." To have the freshly ground spice, and people understand that. So that's what's the reference. Even if a person who is a fisherman who loses his parnos, the way it's been presented right now, we're not differentiating. It sounds like even if a person is not doing it for his own personal use, he's doing it to sell. It's also mutter for hesed. Now we're going to see. Next halacha, that a person is going to be a hunter, a trapper, is going out to catch a bird, animal, whatever it is. So he's allowed to do it. All these things, they're allowed to do it even to sell, but it has to be done with sinner. Has to be done with sinner. So why are we saying over here that let's be with the friends? Because Mishnah does not differentiate. The next, if he does, why Mashal Nitzel the Kameis Yesh Kolkim? Is that some disagree? He said that's not okay. Zoom and Yitusha. Different types of insects. October flies. Yitusha means fleas.
Mosquito.
What?
Mosquito.
Mosquito. Okay. And that was the most. And that was the most. You're allowed to kill the Mechalamoid if they bother you. They are the first Tzarech Adam. That's definitely Tzarech Adam to get rid of them.
What are you doing saying if you can't walk in? You're supposed to think Tzarech Adam is false. Because you're old, but you can see you're in there.
Just
because of the
Babli, through
Hamas,
not even though you can theoretically swat them away, chase them away, they'll come back. So the only real good aids of getting rid of them is by killing them. So that's my Tzarech Hamoyed. So I'm allowed to kill them.
The Ramah has repeated Kriya Shema numerous times before you fall asleep. It's funny because
when our Babi Shubin Levi said he would say this, he said he would say the Sukkim was
God. I guess maybe he would say Shema Hamakam Sukkim, and he would fall asleep. But you can't fall asleep. There's nothing wrong in saying.
Omelachos, which are mutzim because of tzarech hamoed, kashoysin a son uman nehem, if it is done by an uman for the purpose of the money. So the person does it for his own personal use, so it's obvious he's doing it for the tzarech hamoed. The person does it for public consumption, does large amounts, it's not as obvious. So therefore, they said the law is we're allowed to do it. Also, they have to do it, in private. So here there's a post that proposes to fish. There's a last sip. The Saya, the capture, one who captures the hunter of wild animals and birds. The token of the millers, the birds are the people which are gathering fruits. Lim curb or shoot the cell. The what you can use for the moed, but it has to be done with sin. You're allowed to milk the cow. Because if you don't milk it, it's not healthy for the cow. And they mentioned that the milk it gets bad. If you don't milk, that's the number of it. Even though you don't really need it for the moyen or for yavam.
So if you don't need the milk for yavam, then there are calves around, but there's still be a lot of you could milk.
There'd be calves around which could nurse some of the mother. I don't think it. The calves are not yours, you say.
No, it's all belongs to the individual.
What?
The cows, the calves are all part of the
individual. I don't think it's more good. You'll end up benefiting from it that way, since there's nothing you've ever offered in that situation. It is the tzarchemoyd. Because you do, you have to do it privately. Types of work which are not obvious. Finally, come up with Simon Tufka from the test. If you would, over there, he has a list of things. People which are selling things. Since everybody knows it's Tzarchem, you got to do it for Hesed. So those are obvious things. If you sell spices or vegetables, those type of things, it's obvious. Let's say I have a bakery. So over there you can argue it's much more obvious to people that the purpose of the bakery people want to buy baked goods for you. So the Umanayim do it, the base, the other Prati Kisha Oysa Lahatsamai and Oysa Mashir Maruba. Person is a private individual. So he doesn't do tremendous amounts. He does his own, and it's obvious the amount he's doing is Tzarchem Moed. Mashenkin, but Uman, Sha'is Harbi Miyachan, Uman does a lot at one time. Harbi the Malachu, he said, he can be Shah Yumas Hashan, and Malavat Tzarchem, the Yom Tzarchem Bomechim. So people could possibly make a mistake and say he's doing it to be able to have for after Yom Tzarchem. So he said, you know what, even though that's not his intent, do it with sin. Okay, so Yadu will Chai Zoe for Stop Gimel. The case of fish, Ramo does not say you have to do a bitsin. He doesn't mention bitsin. He mentions Sayyadim of Chayas and Oifis have to be done bitsin. Which means Sayyadim of Dogim do not have to do bitsin. Why? The Sovar, the Bedogim, Shainam, and Miskayim, Harbe. feel a bit sorry, the Yodi Kuliyama, the Yama who cited the Lacha Yomtiv. So over there, everybody understands, since it doesn't last, you know, well, in other words, it wouldn't be a logical thing for a person to go out and make a large catch of fish. In those days, they didn't have refrigeration. It won't last after Yom Kippur. So an individual will be doing such large amounts. It's obvious everybody is doing because he wants to sell to people for now, not to save it for after Yom Kippur. So since it's obvious, therefore, Bavastia's mother. You're going to go out with the Yom Kippur, you said it below the Alaka Yom Kippur. You're doing it for now, not for that. Hey, God, the Mutz of Bavastia, therefore, it's with the Bavastia, come on, Shaksa, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur. Come on, Paul's Kippur, call him, Bazet. They disagree. Also, the Zayin Shemalach, the Mekach, the Lotsu, the Yom Kippur, the Yom. They said that even a person who's a fisherman, and this is his business, cannot do it publicly.
And some people are so crazy enough. The Shua says that you should make some people say they don't make a mafil right before they go to sleep, not to be so much of a psukim, not being there.
Now,
the Yesh Macharinim, however, there were some Macharinim out there.
Kosovo Poiskim.
This is like a
new point. Im Nogu Tseyadim Shalotsu Becholomai. The custom of the fishermen in the town was not to go fish on Kol
HaMoed.
So maybe that should be a binding minig.
The Gra was humbling why
that they're not allowed to change and start fishing. No, they're short last in the minhag. They're allowed to retract. Vein zekimishanog minig shal mitzvah. What they've done was not something which is considered a mitzvah action. Because had it been a mitzvah action, we have a rule that a person does a mitzvah three times, even though he has no intention to continue it, he's mechuyev to continue it. So how do we argue that refraining from fishing on Chol HaMoed is an act of respect for Yom Tov? So it's a mitzvah. So now the real mechuyev, he would have a chiv to maintain this minute. We said that's not true. Because at the end of the day, they're being mabayit. It's simple as a rebel for other people who don't have fish, fresh fish available. So you say, listen, my friend, what you're doing is not necessarily something that's beneficial. Because it's a hate. Change your mind. There's nothing binding you, you should maintain that. Okay.
Do what comes
end of that. We can do what you need to do for fasting. It's in accordance with whatever opinion we just said. But we weren't your Shalmi. Furthermore,
don't worry anymore.
They're allowed to catch large amounts, large traps, because a lot of whatever you're catching. Or they have more available to sell.
Then it's probably better for you to say,
they use traps which can only capture one individual one at a time. A kaka was like a hook type of thing which catches fish. I think it was like a basket type of thing that you would use to catch, opposed to getting these large nets which catch a lot at one time. The sun is just a trap, a large trap.
Okay.
So I want to now jump to the girl. So that is, you know, catching one at a time, we'll end up with a smaller catch, and that's going to be a mite and simple as yellow.
I'm Mr.
Girl, Shlomo Shemekas Gedoy. Okay. The person has a large body of water, pool, pond, whatever. Then he wants to dig next to it a small area. Shizubu are mine, that the water will flow in there. Viyotzer adog, the catch and the fish. So the water will flow with the fish. It'll be easy to catch the fish in this smaller area.
Close to bed, not when you go to sleep. So when you walk in your room,
it's only
when you
don't
do it yet.
It's not a bug in a rum, the Yeshua Lomer says we can argue, he's inclined to say that it's also.
Right, again,
the book of Moses, it's very sure it's our talk. So the main reason why you're digging in this thing as opposed to just catching it is this an ongoing purpose. This will be a beneficial way to catch the fish. That's the Torah. Just for now, for Yom Tov, you can just, you know, it'd be easier just to use the fence, a net or something. So if you plan to catch the fish right now using the voice, we're going to mat to ayre ak.
But don't worry.
Let's try to figure out. Make sure you're
so, top dollar rail is what's in
the
circle way.
Let's say you said
Shriya Shema,
right?
The melacha part, the selling part, everything should be done privately. Okay, she's part of the common sim and tough kufla matess, if you're not, that the people who have stores open the stores in a private way. If I'm local, then you can hear his dog in. You should know I go hook him. If I ask you, and look, when it comes to fish, we said before that those who argue that fish can be done publicly. So we can't be right to be up. Okay. Simon Tov Kufla Madal. Didn't keep us Bechalavoy. Washing clothing in Cholomoy. Emichabs in Ramoy. So even though the Malacha is Malabe, so it's Malabe has Malacha. It's a Tzarech Ramoy. You want to have clean clothing for Yom Tov. So really, we should have allowed Kibbutz and Yom Tov. Chazal said no. For the concern, similar to the problem by the case of Yinuach, that we're concerned that a person will push it off and do his washes of his clothing, as opposed to Yom Tov, which is very busy, he'll push it off the Cholomoy, he'll end up with no clean clothing for Yom Tov. First day's Yom Tov. But since that's the problem, that's, so a person who did not have an opportunity to wash beforehand, wash clothing beforehand, so that's how we're monitoring. And so basically the list parallels the same list we had before when it comes to getting a haircut. Above me, Dinas Yam, a person comes from Dinas Yam, he didn't have an opportunity to wash his clothing. He had to be based on Shiva here, he was in captivity, he was caught by bandits, and the being was redeemed. Based on service, removed, taken out of a jail. Or they took off a harem from a person. So the person who's in the harem can't wash his clothing. And now they removed the harem so he can wash his clothing. The person made a neder not to wash his clothing. He got a Hatorah on Yom Tov. He wasn't able to do it before Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, he had a neder. So now they also were matir hand towels. Mitzvachos ha'saporim, mitzvachos ha'svog. So the barbers, which are allowed to give haircuts, the people allowed to take care of the cholamoid, the cloth that they put on the client, on the customer, to protect his clothing from the hair, is called mitzvachos ha'saporim. Second 30. So there are these things, even if you couldn't wash it before, and it gets dirty again. So those you're allowed to wash again. Mitzvachos ha'svog or towels.
You
are out
the curse of
shot.
You don't
want
your halacha right. You said an extra bracha.
Big day. Clothing of children's clothing, because the derech, even if you wash them beforehand, they count to get dirty again. So regards to the age, what's the age of a katan? What's that called? We're talking about. So he says. So some. Normally, you assume it's like the age of 6 or 7, but the most tradition they bring from your Scheinberg says it depends on the child. You might have a child who's a 12-year-old who's clumsy enough that you need to wash his clothing constantly. You have a child who's an 8-year-old who you do not need to. Okay. So a woman is going through, she found the kesem, now she's going through the process of starting her shema nekiyim. So she needs to wash her clothing, to have clean clothing to put on for her shema nekiyim, so she can wash the clothing. The word also says, "Me shein le'al chol kesem." A person has one shirt. Okay. So now the more will say, so that A, it's wanted because that even if you wash it before Yom Tov, eventually over Yom Tov it just gets dirty again. And B, you have to do it in such a way that it's obvious to people that you only have one shirt. So, so the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring that Bezman Talmud, they would go down to the river and wash it. So the guy would go down to the river, take off his shirt, stand there without a shirt, and wash it. So the Berurah says, you don't chop, the guy only has one shirt. Nowadays, we don't really have that. We have no way to make it obvious to people that's the only one I got.
What do you do first? So he said that the daily rabbi held that.
Makulam Makabs in Kedarka, they can wash in the regular way.
And there's a Magad Alba.
Philip and Nessa, but all, Pirish Mini, Barbarius, and they can use different types of soaps, and detergents. But for Hesio Gavi, no, they can do it down by the river, which is public. It's Motu. Miu, Loya Kapsu, Rak, at Sarak, Lahab. Tahana Kalagach, you're allowed to wash the amount that you need. It's one shirt. Very young children. The diapers which are used to wrap them in, which they end up dirtying with their bodily wastes. You're allowed to wash 4 or 5 at a time. You're constantly reusing them. Hold the butter of the cabbage for Hesia. That was allowed to do it publicly. Since the best place to wash it was a public place, so you're allowed to do it publicly because you gained the better place. He's not doing it by the river. So he's not gaining a better place. So why should you do it publicly and make a public action of not keeping the moyet? It seems to be some element of zilzal in the moyed by doing it public. I mean, there's no benefit at all of doing it so. A little bit of a hassle. Came near release. As opposed to what we had before in Tuf, Kuf, Lam, and Gimel, those are things which the normal derech was to do them publicly. So we say some things were mechuyev, the dafka to go do it in Sidra, something you ought to do it normally. But over here, the person not doing it, you don't necessarily do it out in the front with a big washer basin in the middle of the Rishus Rabbah. You go behind the house, you can do it. So why are you doing it with dafka in the Rishus Rabbah? Stop it! So then it's the opposite. It's just a statement of you don't care about it's an act of carelessness or care. What's the word I'm looking for? Being cavalier about the covenant of Yom Kippur.
He's making a bracha for himself. Why? It's singular.
Okay. Okay. Even though you're doing it for Yom Tov, the time, okay, she carbase bear of Yom Tov, the Tzarech Yom Tov, because now recognize if you're allowed to do a Chol HaMoed, people might push off and not cook, not clean their clothing, Erev Yom Tov, relying on the fact they'll have a chance to do a Chol HaMoed, which is more, you know, less things in their head. Therefore, we said, no, you have to, you can't do a Chol HaMoed. They said, okay, well, I might as well do it beforehand. If we don't make this rule, there's a concern that a person will enter into Yom Tov looking improper.
Let's say a person says, okay, well, I have a police problem. I should never make a mafia. Because if I make a mafia, it might be one big old bracha alone, right?
So the people here from Russia says, let's say you get a stain. So it happened on the Moyet. So if it's a stain, which if you don't take care of it, will set into the baggage. And the result will be that you'll end up not being able to clean the baggage and get it out. Stuff will of it. Russia says, even so, the heather is to wash the spot. You don't have to wash the whole baggage. You have to wash the spot where the stain is.
Connected to your shema is because it's said in the singular, and there are also brothers
who are also brothers.
It's
much more important. If you're wearing something white, you can't take out a stain, but if it's dark, you can't just take out a stain.
Again, what?
It's on Shabbos. You have a stain on something white. You can't take out the stain, but if it's dark clothing, I thought you're allowed to take out the stain.
So, there's stains and there's stains. Right? The look is like this. If you're wearing a bag, you don't really care the way it looks. The stain doesn't bother you. So then, if you get a stain which does not require any water to take out or any rubbing to take out, you can remove the stain. If it bothers you the way it looks, then you can't. That's true whether it's white or whether it's dark. If I have my suit and I don't like the stain on my suit, if it bothers me, then I can't remove it. If it doesn't bother me, then I could. Because I'm not really doing anything. But that's over there. It sounds like that's referred to like things like, you know, avak, you know, dust and dirt, etc. It's only you get like a real food stain on your clothing. So Derek Harlan was immaculate on that. So
I remember something about dark, white, new, old.
Right. So that is, it's one of the regards to folding. There's a difference folding. The fold is a tikkun of the bag. There's a difference between a white garment versus a colored dark garment and an old garment versus a new garment.
But in
rubbing off dust and dirt, there's also a difference between, but again, but the point was because they were makbid. Since they're not makbid, so therefore, you're not really doing anything when you remove it. But the more you're makbid on it, the more usher it is. So if you don't care, then you can take it out. If you do care, then you can't. Which is logical, but you know, in some ways, you know, some element that sounds like, you know, it's strange.
No, it seems not logical to me because you're saying you don't care, but you're doing it. So if you're doing it, then you do care. So it's circular.
Well, okay, but I guess the argument would be that, you know, there's caring. You know. I'm comfortable wearing it. I said, I don't mind, you know, might as well remove it. There's no bits of dafka to be like a Navardiker, you know, Badafka, you know. You know, not Badafka, but, you know, if I pull the thing out of the closet and the stain is on, I can't remove it, I'd wear it still.
I don't care about my wife's cares.
That's called caring, yeah. They haven't trained you yet that your wife is on the side. Wait, what's going on? I don't understand where you've been for the last 50 years. My wife taught me after a few years where they got that trick. Base. Bela Makapsin, but there are some things which are going to be mutter. And the halachas that you have over there, comes to kibbutz, etc. The same concepts apply over here. So one of the questions which comes up is using a washing machine. Well, it comes in a few different ways. There's no hat to somebody with also the wash can't use a washing machine either. A. B. The people which are mutter, they're allowed to use a washing machine. C, the next argument, well, once you use a washing machine already, what's enough by putting one item or five items? So I'm doing the kids' clothing anyway, so let me throw in my shirt also. No. A lot of the kids' clothing, and a lot of your shirt, so that doesn't make enough, you know. You know, their mice was a separate mice in each thing. You wash each garment, you take it over the washer board and wash it. And over here is one mice, you throw it in, turn it on and go. It's like a Reuben with Shulam type of thing. Until they were mounted. The person from Kerem is also the Kibbutz. Let's hold it here. Right down. Sit down. Cut me down. Here.